Kleist Memorial. The Kleist Memorial is the last stop on our way. And a tall tree is between Bismarckstrasse and the Kleiner Wannsee lies the grave of Heinrich von Kleist and Henriette Vogel, the poet and storyteller born in 1777, and his terminally ill girlfriend committed suicide together there on the 21st November 1811. The memory of the last hours in Heinrich von Kleist's life can still be felt at this place. I will now read to you from Heinrich Kleist's farewell letter to his sister Ulrike. I cannot die without having reconciled myself, contented and cheerful as I am with the whole world, and thus also, above all others, my dearest Ulrike, with you. Let me take back the severe statement contained in the letter to the Kleists. Truly, you have done. I do not say what was in the power of a sister, but in the power of a human being, what is possible to save me. The truth is that I could not be helped on this earth. And now, farewell. May heaven grant you a death only half as joyful and inexpressibly cheerful as mine. That is the warmest and most fervent wish I can muster for you. End of quote. Why the two were not buried in a cemetery? At that time, the church forbade the burial of people who had committed suicide, as this was considered a sin. Therefore, it was decided to bury the bodies here at a spot where their suicide took place. But it is also possible that the burial took place some distance away. The grave, or just the gravestone, may have been moved later. This is also a fitting place to delve deeper into the life of Heinrich von Kleist. At the age of 30, Kleist chose Berlin as his new place to live and work. It was in the capital of the German Empire that he wrote his best-known stories. He also published the newspaper Berliner Abendblätter, which provided the population with local news. Only recently I read his novella Michael Kohlhaas and can hardly believe that Kleist was denied greater recognition and appreciation of his works during his lifetime. We can only speculate about the possible motives that led him to embark on his last journey to the Kleiner Wannsee with the firm intention of committing suicide. Possible influences were the lack of recognition of his works, the accompanying financial hardship, and his wartime experiences. If you would like to learn more about the poet's life and death, you will find information boards with background information on the way to Kleist's grave at the corner of Bismarckstrasse and Königstrasse. The restrained and naturalistic atmosphere of the grave and green area has turned the grave surroundings into an enchanted place over the past decades. I think the grounds invite you to linger and to reflect. Perhaps it can inspire you to write a few lines yourself in memory of Kleist. Unfortunately, I must now say goodbye to you. You know, as a coachman, my work begins at first light in the morning. It was a pleasure to be able to present this special and diverse part of the big city to you and to take you back a little to my time and the beginnings of the Alsen Villa Quarter. The Wannsee S-Bahn station is close by and will take you back to the hustle and bustle of the city centre. But maybe you'd like to explore the area on your own or just relax on the shore of the Wannsee. And maybe even put your feet in the water. In any case, I wish you a wonderful stay here at the beautiful Wannsee. and a safe journey back.